You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, welcome to TalkTainment Radio, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Mace Claude Smith, and co-host Bishop Fly. And we're here to welcome you to the show. We are Stairway to Heaven, brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. And our topic today is prayer. And Bishop, would you like to say anything?
Yes, before we get started, I'd like to give a shout-out to all of those that are watching us tonight and to Grace Through Covenant Worship Center located at 1643 Aberdeen Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, and also to the School of Biblical Theology at 2481 Cleveland Avenue, where you can get prepared to do what God has called you to do. I also want to give a shout out to my wife who's in South Carolina right now and let her know that I love her.
Okay, and I'd like to give a shout out to St. Anne's Medical Lab, and to my wife. And this is our fifth anniversary. Today's my fifth anniversary. We've been married 5 years. So
happy anniversary.
This is our fifth anniversary as of today. And tomorrow's my 74th birthday.
And happy birthday.
So I don't know how I got that, but, well, it is what it is. So like I said, I'm shout out to all the church members of Refuge and the group Keys of Harmony. And the people at St. Anne's Lab, where they're doing all the work, emergency fighters, and they are working hard to try to keep us together and keep us straight. And Bishop, what is our topic is today? Is what, prayer?
Yes, sir. Our topic today is prayer. And if there ever was a time that we need to be prayerful, it's right now.
Okay. And everybody needs prayer. So I'm going to let Bishop go and take it on. Take over, Bishop.
Yes, sir. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 6, verses 5, starting with verse number 5, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret," secret meaning hidden or concealed, "and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." Now, when we talk about prayer, prayer is a form of communication. It's a communication with God. It's man talking to God and God talking back. You know, oftentimes we feel like that the God does not talk back, that prayer is just a one-way dialogue, but prayer is a dialogue between two or more people, God and man. Prayer is a direct link to the throne of God. Without prayer, our walk with God becomes weak as no communication with God takes place. So when we fail to communicate with God, we fail to get our orders for the day. We fail to keep that communication line open, and so we get weak.
And when we get weak, does prayer build us up or make us strong?
Yes, prayer helps build that relationship. You know, when you compare relationships, you can compare it, say, like a husband and wife. If they don't speak to each other, that relationship begins to falter. You have to talk. You talk to your children. You build a relationship. So, and have a relationship with the Lord, you have to talk to him. And he will talk back. He will lead and guide. He said he would direct your path. So he has to have some form of communication to direct our path, open up the word to us.
And when some people, when we pray, our prayer goes directly to him. Am I right?
Yes. There's no middleman in between your prayer and God. It goes directly to him, and he understands if it's a genuine prayer. And a genuine prayer is one that comes directly from the heart. You don't have to make a lot of noise. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything out loud, but you're praying with your mouth closed or you're praying in your heart. God hears all of that. It's important today that we stop trying to fix things that we cannot fix, and give it over to the Lord and trust him. But when we pray, we have to have faith that he's going to hear us and that he's going to do it. And we celebrate that. We give him praise for answering our prayers.
Okay. Also, I have heard that one time, does God answer all prayers? Or does he answer all prayers, or some prayers are not answered?
Well, I believe that if you have a sincere heart, God hears your prayers. And, you know, sometimes a no is a no answer. And so we take sometimes as a no answer as a yes. But when you know, God is capable of saying yes when he means yes, and sometimes he don't say anything. So we shouldn't move until we hear from the Lord.
Yeah, a lot of people I have heard told, had said that they don't move until they hear from the Lord. And what? Let me throw something else in here. Yeah. What about them? What about the ones that pray to false gods? How are false prophets? That's how I should put that.
Well, that reminds me of a story of Elijah. When they were having this contest, he said, he called the prophets of Baal. And when he called the prophets of Baal, they said, well, we know what, we're going to settle this once and for all. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. So he said, we're going to have a contest. And in this contest, we're going to build an altar, and we're going to put a sacrifice on the altar, and we're going to see which God answers by fire. And whatever God answered by fire, let him be declared God. So they build this altar, put the sacrifice on there, and the prophets of Baal begin to call on Baal, who was a false god. He was an idol. And they begin to call on this god, and nothing happened. And Elijah, he started making fun of him. He told him, he said, well, why don't you call him a little louder? Maybe he's asleep. Well, maybe he's on vacation. Maybe you got to go find him. But and they were frustrated because their god didn't answer. But when Elijah's turn, he told the servants to dig a ditch around the altar. And then he not only put water on the sacrifice, but he filled up the ditch that was around it to make it really hard that the fire would consume it. So when he began to call upon the name of the Lord, fire came from heaven and heard and consumed that sacrifice. So God hears when it's genuine, but false gods can't answer, for they have eyes, but they can't see, and they have ears, but they can't hear. They have hands, but they can't handle. They have feet, but they can't walk. They're idols.
Yes, so many people have so many idols, and I've known people to, been around people who worship false idols, and I have met people say, well, why are you praying to God? Why don't you pray to play? They have different names. I'm different gods, and they pray to, and I'm trying to wonder why is that?
Well, part of it is out of ignorance, or it could be the way they were raised, or they're looking for a God that's not demanding anything from them. Our God demands that we be holy. Our God demands that we treat other people like we want to be treated, or the way that he treats us. What if everybody treated their neighbor the way God treated us? Well, wouldn't that be a beautiful world to live in?
It would be a beautiful world. It would be a much, much lovelier world if everybody would treat each other the way God treats us. And maybe everything will be much, much better. But there are times, there are people out there that don't want to do that. They rather believe in their own gods and pray to their own gods. And I wonder why. And I get the feeling they sort of turn their back. They don't believe what causes their disbeliefs.
Well, the Lord said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse number 18, he said, come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Come, let us reason. Let's, when I think about reasoning, I think about strategizing. When I think about coming together and put our heads together and let's come up with a solution, I believe that there's time that God wants our input into a situation. If you can imagine God sitting and talking with Isaiah, sitting down together, and they're having a good old talk. But prayer is a two-way dialogue. I pray, God answers. I ask, he answers. That's the way it should be. And we shouldn't get in a hurry and move before God answers.
A lot of people that ask God for something and talk to him for certain things that need, and all of a sudden they say, well, God's too slow, I'll do it myself.
Yes, that's true.
And like I was always told, we have to get ourselves out the way and let him take over. Excuse me, my voice is kind of shot. But anyway, getting back to what I'm saying is that a lot of people does not want to kneel down and pray. I've met people that say, why do you pray to him? I say, because he, God, helps me in a long way. And all the troubles that have been around me, he was there for me. And I come in sometimes, there are times I would come in and fall on my knees and pray or stand up for prayer. You don't have to, you don't always have to kneel and pray, am I right, Bishop?
That's true. Kneeling shows reverence and submission. But sometimes you're not in a position to kneel. Like when you're driving, you can't kneel and drive. Mm. Or if you're at work, you can be working and still praying. So the Bible instructs us that we ought to always pray, be prayerful. And that's sometime in a prayerful mindset to be praying to the Lord, even while we're doing other functions. But it's necessary that we pray because, again, he wants to communicate with us. And his communication is called prayer. That communication of us talking to God is called prayer. But there are a few strategic things to understand about prayer before you enter into it. If you don't understand these things entirely, you might even miss the boat and pray in the wrong way. One of the first things that we have to learn how to do is what to pray, how to pray. And what we pray the word. So we pray what the scripture says. For instance, if I want healing, then I'm going to remind God that by his stripes I'm healed. That's his word. And he will always act accordingly to his word. That's our roadmap, is his word. So we have to pray the word and stop saying things that cause us to be in poverty because we say things like, I'm always broke. You're not always broke. You might get low sometime, but our Father is rich. And what father is going to allow his children to be without when he have an abundance?
No father. Our father, no fathers that has abundance, our father will not let us go around being broke with abundance like that. But he would, if a lot of people feel that when they broke, they out of luck. But I'm here to say that God will keep you in need, and he will keep you plentiful, because all you have to do is stay in prayer and stay prayed up.
Mm-hmm.
Because this country needs a whole lot of prayer.
That's correct.
And all this prayer, the prayers are needed real, real bad, because if we don't pray, and some of us will pray, and those that don't pray, this whole other half, it's going to be messed up. And right now, it's so hard and it's bad. Now, the worst thing that they ever did was take prayer out of schools. And when they did that, that was the worst thing that ever happened, to take prayer out of school. And I remember when I was going to school, we said the Lord's Prayer every morning before school started.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got older and got grown, when I heard they had took it out of school, they let one little person, fault and get it out of school. And that's why things, without prayer, nothing is going right. Am I right, Mitch?
Well, prayer is absolutely necessary. But part of the reason they took prayer out of school, or why it passed, was the inaction of the church. The church didn't say anything. The church was silent. The church said, well, they're not going to allow that to happen, but it happened. And now we have to work around that. There's many ways we can pray in school. We might not gather together formally to pray.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I teach my children to pray even while you're in school in your classes. When you get ready to take that test, pray and ask the Lord to bring back to your remembrance those things that you've learned. And because the Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost will bring back all things. We'll bring back to our remembrance. So it could be our schoolwork. It could be a promise from God. It could be the Word of God that He would bring back to our remembrance. The problem is that a lot of people are not putting anything in their remembrance. They're going by old fairy tales or wise tales told by their parents and grandparents. But we have to learn the Lord for ourselves.
Yeah, we do learn. There are a lot of wise tales out there. And I can't remember any of them, but and don't want to remember any of them. But, yeah, there is a lot of wise tales out there about this. If you don't pray, this will happen, blah, 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 blah. And I disagree with that. I agree with if you stayed up in prayer, everything will come out. If you keep praying, I heard you keep praying and things will come through.
They will come through.
You know, because you're actually asking the Lord to help you do something, just like this this spot here on the radio and the TV, this radio station. I prayed every night that I'd try and get a radio spot and now stop and do learn things. And thank God He helped me make it to the school. And I think the station will give me the opportunity to be able to let me be here.
Amen.
And all this came through prayer, and I'm still praying that things will get a lot, that this will grow a lot better.
Amen. Yes, well, I want to talk also about what God told us not to do concerning prayer. He said, when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. A hypocrite is an actor or a pretender. So don't be like them, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. In other words, because they get a pat on the back, of people say, man, you sure did pray. You know, we shouldn't be praying to get any accolades about how we pray, because that kind of prayer is not coming from the heart. We have to pray from the heart. But the Bible teaches us that a pretender or a hypocrite, prayers are never heard by God or answered by Him. Just because you're talking doesn't mean God is listening. He is not interested in causing you to appear spiritual if indeed you are not. And some people are more interested in having other people hear them when they pray than they are actually caring about if God would hear their prayers.
Yeah. What about these people that ask you to pay for prayer? I know that I don't think God listens to those people don't ask you to pay for prayer or stuff like this. And I heard it so many times. You got to pay me to say a prayer. What is that all?
Here's the thing. There was a time back in the Old Testament where they had the tabernacle.
Okay.
And then behind the veil in the tabernacle was called the Holy of Holies. And that's where the Ark of the Covenant sat. And people, the priest would minister in there, and he would make prayers of intercession for the people. But when Jesus died upon the cross, one of the things that he did was rip that veil in the tabernacle. People didn't know what happened, but God rented that veil. He opened it up. What he was saying is, we no longer need the high priest to go to God for us, that we can go for ourselves. If we're in good standing and we're doing the will of God, we can always go to God. Even if we're not in good standing and we repent of our sins, we go to God and the Lord will hear us. Even if we're sinners, if we're repenting, well, then we're no longer sinners, but we're seekers. That changes our status. And God hears the heart and the prayers of a seeker.
Yes, and I have a good friend of mine that was a seeker, but he did it in a way that he didn't want people to know that he was doing it. And I believe I may have said this, I may not have said said this, but him and I used to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, I was a union steward. One day he got his raise, and he came up there and told me it was not Memorial Day, it was Veterans Day. That's what it was. Veterans Day, and he came up and told me, he said, Mr. Klein, I said, yes. He said, thank you very much. I said, well, you're welcome. And I was, he said, well, when I heard the word say, I'll be praying for you. I said, well, thank you. And then he, when I was in the hospital one time, right here at Grand Hospital, I was sick one time, and he came up to the hospital to see me, and I was shocked. He said, I will be praying for you. And I was amazed that he had changed. And then one of my coworkers at that time asked me, y'all used to want to cut each other's throat, kill each other. He said, what happened? I said, I tell you what happened. I said, excuse me? I said, but he saw something through me and saw what I was doing and how I was doing it. Even though we weren't arguing, it seemed like I did my thing. Then I seemed like a whole new change that came out on me.
Uh-huh.
And he watched how I had carried myself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and that's what he wanted. He was looking some way to get out of what he did, what he was doing, and he got out of it. And now I haven't seen him in a while because I'm looking for him. I haven't seen him in a while, but when I catch and find him, I'm hoping and praying that he's still in God's hand.
Amen. Amen.
I hope he's still in God's hand. And that's what I hope and looking for him to do, because that young man there, from what I gather, that young man must have went through life like with a piece of paper, and he was looking for a friend, and he met a friend there that wasn't interested, and I met with the guy and talked with the guy. I worked with the guy, talked with the guy. We was friends and everything, and then I found out that when he came and told me some things I didn't like, and I had to tell him, well, I have to go with the Bible. I can't go with you. I have to keep my hand in the Bible.
That's right. You keep it on the Word of God. So there's some things that we need to understand about prayer. And before we can understand how to pray, you have to understand who you're praying to. That's God. He is our Heavenly Father. And we have to realize that. Can you imagine having a relationship with the one that said, let there be light, and light there was? Can you imagine having a relationship with the one that said, let us make man, and it was? Can you imagine with that kind of relationship? Now, we like to drop names of who we know. I might know President Obama. I was about a mile from him. Or you might say, well, I know President Biden. But those are names good to know, but there is no name like the name of Jesus. There is no name that has the power and authority like the name of Jesus. And to be a friend of his, that's saying something. So when we go to him and we pray, we're not only praying as a father to a son, but we also he considers us his friends.
Yes, he does. His friends, his children, and his followers.
Yes.
And I'd rather be all three, friend, child, and follower. And I'm hard on myself. I'm hard on myself, and some things that I do and don't like, so I have to walk away, and then I'll say a prayer, Lord, forgive me of it, and help me out. Every morning when I get up to go to work, I ask the Lord, thank you for letting me see the day another day, and help me on this day, and let this day be a day that it can go smooth, and let it have a good day. And it seems like every day I say that prayer, things does go smooth for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for a lot of people. Like, I'm praying for my daughter too, that that he will pull. I call it the woods, and I'm praying that I'm asking him to pull her out of the woods so mm-hmm. she can get up and walk around. Because I went to see her and told her, say, you don't need to be. You're a strong young woman. You're not supposed to be here. You fight this. Get up, fight this until you can get up and walk. And I do this every time I go up there to see her, and I say this prayer every time before I go to bed at night. That I know he will, and I know he will pull out through this thing she's going through. So I'm praying, hoping that one day she will go through. This is Talk Tamer Radio. This is Stairway to Heaven with Dr. Bass Claude Smith and Bishop Fly. And our topic is prayer today. And I also forgot to say, actually, the brief list from my daughter, Antoinette Smith, that was in the hospital, that she come out of this coma. Bishop?
Yes, I was thinking that as you was talking, I thought about two points as we pray. When we pray the word, we remind the Lord that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Mm-hmm. In other words, no weapon that the enemy sent should have the authority over God. So it's not going to prosper. It's not going to do what it was sent to do. Only God's word accomplishes what it was sent to do. And not only that, but we remind God that by his stripes that we are healed. And so when we go, we have a definite prayer in mind, the word. God responds to his word. As long as we keep his word before him, he will respond. But sometimes we don't take the time to read. We don't take the time to study. But we have to read and study so we will understand the mind and the character of God, because that's who we're trying to emulate, is God.
Yes, we do. I remember the movie The Ten Commandments, and as Moses went up there by the burning bush and everything, and as he was talking to God, God gave him wisdom, and he told God, I'm slow, I can't talk. And God said, I will speak for you.
Mm-hmm.
And with him doing through all that, can you imagine yourself being there with him at that time and going through all that, and you saw all the miracles? That would, if I saw that, that would make me, keep my turn my whole life around.
Well, the average person, if they walked up to a burning bush and all of a sudden you got a voice coming out of there, I believe the average person wouldn't be around to hear what God had to say. Mm-hmm. I believe that, you know, if you really be honest, you'd be backing up trying to get away, saying, you know, I heard a voice coming out the fire. But Moses was seeking God. He wanted to understand God. Because you have to remember now, when Moses, he was ran from Egypt, and I find this always fascinating, that the prophecies came concerning Moses, and they were looking for Moses to kill Moses, but the Lord had Moses sitting at Pharaoh's table eating, had him going to Pharaoh's schools, had him dressed in Pharaoh's clothes, but they was looking for him. But God still raised him up as a redeemer for his people, and he put a burden in his heart. So when he started saying that I can't talk, and he said, well, you have a brother, and he proved himself to be God and delivered them and all of those people out of Egypt.
Yes, he did. And in a way, I mean, they were scared. They were scared.
Well, sure, because some of them had never been nowhere but in Egypt. They was born in Egypt. By all practicalities, they were Egyptians, but they weren't Egyptian. They were Hebrews.
Mm-hmm. And what they went through because of one word, prayer. And prayer can move mountains, can move volcanoes, can move anything. As long as you keep your hand in God's hand, keep your hand in prayer, prayer will move. You just have to have the heart and be serious about it when you do pray. As long as you got that in your heart and you pray, you are always talking to God. God will always have something for you, and God has a way of showing you things, and he has shown me things that I didn't believe, but he has shown me a lot of things that show nice things I didn't believe, things I thought was, but it wasn't. And through the prayers of my mother and my family to help me stay even time when I was in the service, and they were praying for me. And I can tell you, here's one prayer I do remember my mother did. I got orders to go to Vietnam, and I just left home on leave. And I wrote my mother, say, Mom, they're getting ready to send me to Vietnam. And next thing I know, I start getting prepared to go, to leave Germany. And after I left that personnel office, 5 minutes after I left that personnel office, they called me and said, Special Smith, I said, yes, you don't have to go. And I believe that was due because of my mother's praying for me. Through her prayer, God had turned that around for me. And she's gone in heaven, living with the Lord now. And that's one prayer I will never, never forget about, that prayer. And prayer do change things, Bishop.
Yes, and we have to remember that he still sits on the throne. God still sits on the throne. No matter how bad your situation is, and no matter how bleak your situation is, he is still in control. Your weakness is not his weakness, and your inability is not his ability, his inability. But he has all ability, and we trust in him. We lean on him. We rest in him. We put it in his hands, and we leave it. And that's what your mother did, I believe. I believe she put that situation in his hands and started giving him praise for handling it. And when she did that, he handled it, and you didn't have to go.
Yes, he did. He did have it. Okay, to all our faithful listeners, it's nice being with you. And we like to say, hey, we'll check you next time. This is Dr. Bass and Bishop Fly. And remember this, the mind's nothing but the God, but what you put in it grows. Bishop.
Thank you so much for joining us on tonight. May you have a blessed and prosperous week in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah, have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. And enjoy yourself. And for those who are having anniversaries and birthdays today, I wish you all a birthday. And I also like to mention the birthday to my late brother, William Bowie. He was the lead singer of the Spiritual Tornadoes. And today is his birthday. He taught me up a lot of things. So we'll see you on YouTube next.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Oh.
Brother Mike Lincoln of the Stairway Travelers. Mike, my father is Rich. And welcome to Stairway to Heaven on Talk Time Radio with your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and co-host Richard. And our topic was prayer, and we learned a lot, good lesson, there's a lot to learn from it. And we are hoping that the lessons that we talk or put on there, hope you enjoy, because if you want to call us at 614-401-8339, that's 614-401-8339, and give us a call if you got any questions. If you like the questions, the topic that we talk about, or you love, enjoy the music, give us a call. Bishop, take over, please.
Yes, I was just thinking in the book of St. Mark, chapter number 11, and this was a revelation to me and a faith changer. It changed my understanding. It changed my walk. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, it says, if you believe that you receive when you pray, you can have whatsoever you say. Mm-hmm. If you believe that you receive, then you can have whatsoever you say. And so I have been saved for years and years and years, and I have read Mark any number of times, but I never saw that. If I saw it, I didn't understand. It didn't get my attention. But this particular time when I read it, I put the Bible down. I said, you mean to tell me I can have what I say? We can have what we say if we have the right motives and the right attitude and the right understanding. It is necessary that we have those three things, motive, attitude, and understanding, before we pray. Because we have to make sure, number one, that we're praying, and we're praying within the will of God. So the only way we know what's within the will of God is through his word. And the only way, people, that we know what's through his word, we have to come to Sunday school or Bible class.
Yeah, and you do learn a lot in Sunday school and Bible class. Say, Bishop, don't you, you got something coming up to church or coming up to my preacher?
Yes. We're having our first annual spring concert coming up to Grace New Covenant Worship Center. Yeah. And that's located at 1643 Aberdeen Avenue here in Columbus, where the greatest people in Columbus worship. And we have, this is our first time doing this, and we're all excited. We got people coming from Taylor in Oxford, Mississippi, to come and help us. And we have, it's going to be a live concert, and I know if you come, you will enjoy it. That's on April the 25th at 4 p.m., 1643 Aberdeen, Grace New Covenant Worship Center.
Yes, is my group going to be there?
Not this time.
Oh, wow.
But the men of God's heart.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, yes. Name. Yes, sir.
That's
yes, sir.
What I'm asking.
Oh, yes. They're going to be there. They're going to sing two songs.
Okay, yeah. I got to see them because I would get there. And I think this, I think this is it here.
Yeah, that's it.
This is Men of God's Heart.
I know y'all thought we were going to do no quartet, but you know we couldn't leave without this one. But we would have got Pastor Reverend Allen Ray Bolton. Come on, man, hit him. Huh. All I want you to move, yeah. Yeah.
yourself right. Have your way. Have your way. Do it like heaven did. Yeah. Have your way. Make me the man you want me to be.
Yes, sir.
Make me the man.
Make me the man.
You would have me to be.
Oh, Jesus.
Please move.
Move.
Please, please, please move. Please move.
Yeah. Ow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Man of God's Heart. The song is called Lord Move. And let me say something, Columbus. This is Columbus's own. This is Columbus's own. And I've been here, I've seen him perform live. And I mean, these young men can really, really go. Really, really go. And hopefully, things go through. We'll try to get the manager. I want him up here to come on the show soon to get this this pandemic moved and get this office moved. We're gonna try to bring one of them up here and let them give us a little history of the group. And we're gonna be pushing a lot of this stuff. We're gonna push a lot of this stuff. Also, let me remind you that the Keys of Harmony, we're still together, and it'll be a while. Give us, just bear with us. And when things get right, we'll be coming out. So I'll let you know when we're coming out. Bishop, it's on you now.
Yes, as I think about prayer once again, I think about the Lord knowing what we need even before we ask. He knows what we're going through. He's just waiting for us to ask his help. He is an almighty God, the all-powerful God, that everything is subject to him, waiting for little old man to say, Lord, I need you. And then he comes in, he rushes in, and he helps us if we're sincere and our heart is right, and we're not trying to hurt anybody else, but we leave all of that in the hands of God. And we just say, Lord, help me.
And Lord will help us. And it's, Bishop said, we have to put everything in God's hand. I mean, we just can't go out. Oh, I'm going to do it myself. But self gets in the way, and self messes up. And when self messes up and it didn't turn out the way you want it to be, you ain't got nobody to blame but yourself. And the first thing you'll be crying, I sure wish I had let the Lord handle this.
Amen. Amen.
I wish I had let the Lord handle this. But me and my stupid self, I thought I could do it. And I have said that so many times.
I think we're all guilty of that. And we all, I believe, said, if I could just go back in time and change one or two things in my life, it would make all the difference in the world. Now, when we look back, you see that the Lord was trying to nudge you into the way to go, mm-hmm. but self got in the way. And self says, you know, this is the way I want it, like this. And yeah. And it don't work out.
No, it don't. It does not work out at all. I had plans set to do a certain way. It's already set. Then all of a sudden, oh, I ain't gonna do it this way. Let's try it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the way you try it, it goes right. Seems like the Lord is turning you right back around. And go back to that way you said. Go mm-hmm. back to plan A.
Mm-hmm.
Leave plan B alone.
Because mm-hmm.
sometimes plan B don't always work.
Well, you know, I was thinking, so many times we try to take a shortcut.
Uh-huh.
So we want to shortcut God out of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't shortcut God out. You got to include him. Mm-hmm. And if it's a long way around, then he's making our character. He's dealing with our spirit man. He's dealing with us. So we have to allow that process to happen.
Yeah, we do. We have to allow a lot of progress to happen. And we need... We just need to sit down, tell him what you want, and let him have it.
Amen.
And stop trying to be Mr. Macho.
That's right. You know, men, especially black men particular, and I hope nobody get offended because I say black men, because I'm a black man. But, you know, we got that ego and that pride. and I ain't gonna ask nobody for nothing. And you know, I'm. But you know what? Real men mm-hmm. pray, because real men understand that they don't have all the answers.
Right.
Real men will cry, and I know that as children, as a child, I was brought up as a boy, that you don't cry. But you know, real men cry. I cried before the Lord when I got saved in 1973. I cried before the Lord and asked Him for help.
Yes. Yes, I have cried a little, many tears.
Many tears.
Many tears I have cried. And, you know, things that's going to take me apart. I believe this is a, yeah, we cry a lot of times. And when we do cry, it's just that something that doesn't, you know, you don't tend to, and you try to hold back the tears and everything, but sometimes you just can't hold back the tears.
Sometimes you really need to cry.
Yeah, you really got to cry out, you know. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is another Columbus group known as the Sensational Keys of Harmony singing Somebody Touch Me.
Somebody touch me.
Columbus on Keys of Harmony. We're trying to, Bishop and I was talking, we're trying to get a lot of our own, the young groups to come up and got a recording, get them to come out. There's a group I'm going to try to talk to, it's this name called Restore.
Restore.
I'm going to call them. I got one of their CDs, that first one. They got another one out. I'm gonna call, give them a call, and tell me to send a copy. Give me a copy of their second CD. This is another young group. The ladies, the young ladies are some kin to the. They're a branch off of the Lattimore sisters.
Okay.
And their uncle, their cousin, Ernest Lattimore, and I, we started out playing guitar at the same time, and he started out first, and I came behind him. We were taught by two of the greatest guitar players in Cincinnati, Kenny and Johnny Nolan. And like I said, I'm going to look at that CD, and I'm going to call the manager and tell them who we are. Could they send me a copy of their new CD and send me something in writing to give them us permission to play it? Sometimes like we gotta get this. It's like a lot of young talent out there, a lot of like, young groups. We gonna have to push, Bishop.
Yes, yes. Yes,
we're definitely gonna have to push because it looks like they are not getting the push that they are. Push that they need. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Let me think it over.
Yes. If you enjoyed the broadcast on today, give us a call. Let us know. Area code 614-401-8339. If you enjoyed the word, if you enjoyed the conversation, if you enjoyed the format, even if you don't, even if you didn't, give us a call and tell us we got to do better. Area code 614-401-8339.
And don't be afraid. Just call and tell us, hey, I like your music. Don't like your music, because it's gonna be a lot of, like I said, a lot of young groups, you know, which I see on YouTube all the time, and they're out there, and ain't nobody pushing them. So we're going to try to push them, even our own here in the city of Columbus, and we're gonna try to get them a push and let them people hear them on the air sometime, because I don't know. I'm going to say this, and I know another DJ said, I'm the only blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm going to say, I'm the only blah DJ. We're the only DJ, Bishop and I, are going to push out new talent, old and new. And even some choirs, too, because we got people that like choirs, too. Yes. So we can't leave those choirs out.
That's right. I like choirs, too.
Yes, so I do, too. And my favorite choir is the Mississippi Mass Choir, and... We just gonna mix it up, and soon we get this thing. We try and give us permission to play this stuff, and that's what we're gonna now. If we get them permission to play the music, that don't mean because the words gonna come first, mm-hmm. and then the music gonna mm-hmm. come in. That's how we gonna do this, and it's good that it's good that people can hear what enjoy what they hear. We want them to hear what they want. We're going to go back. We're going to keep it old school. Not going to the new school. We're going to keep it old school. Bishop's on you.
Yeah, again, that phone number is area code 614-401-8339. Give us a call. Ma'am, sirs, brothers, sisters, let us know how we're doing. You know, we're driving a little blind because we don't know how you feel. So even if you don't like it, even if you say it's too old or too new or whatever, it's on your heart, on your mind. We want to hear. We want to hear from you. So again, area code 614-401-8339. We pray that you just have a word of encouragement. God bless you.
All right, here's another group.
Listen, you should have.
Dr. Mitch Claude Smith and with my co-host Bishop Fly. Look like the time is trying to tell us we got to get out of here. But before that, like I said, actually, I'd like to say this is my fifth anniversary, me and Ambassador Smith, fifth anniversary. And I have a birthday tomorrow. I'd like to say, give a shout out to Refuge Baptist Church, Keys of Harmony, and St. Anne's Medical Laboratory. Bishop.
Yes, I'd like to give a final shout out to the School of Biblical Theology Seminary, located at 2481 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, where we will help you get ready to do what God has called you to do.
And as I said, the mind is a terrible, they say the mind is a terrible thing to waste, but I'm going to rephrase that. The mind is nothing but a garden, but you put it in grows. And you don't have to put no evil thoughts in your mind. Keep your mind on God, keep praying, and keep everybody up praying. Keep us all up praying. I'll pray for you, you pray for us. And as I said before, we try to get things together here. And hopefully that pretty soon, the rest of this soon, when things get lifted, we will be playing here with you. All right, this is Dr. Bass and
Bishop Fly.
And we'll see you next time. And keep praying. Thank you.